Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we are talking about leadership, business, and human potential. And today is extra special. And the reason it is we have just hit episode 100. And to celebrate, I want to talk to you about turning your ambitions into action. Ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in. And that's by Bill Bradley. Have you ever noticed that some people are more ambitious than others? Some people seem to have a natural drive to pursue their goals, while others seem not to care less, or do they? Ambition is having that strong desire to achieve something. Everyone has a strong desire to achieve something that is special to them. And because it may not have a significant meaning to you as it does to them, that person might be seen as not having a drive or an ambition. Now, if you can tap into what energizes and excites them, you will witness a change in a person's physiological state. As you are talking to them, they'll stand taller, they'll talk faster, their eyes will light up, they may even smile. This internal motivation, that drive that turns ambition into action. When you are clear on what it is you want to achieve, you have the drive to go after it. You will take the actions that are necessary to make it happen. However, sometimes there's distractions that can get you sidetracked in the process, and you may need to silence that inner critic. So check out our episode 93 to help address that. Push through procrastination and even step out of perfection. It's bad enough that you have outside critics, but the inside critic is the one that you cannot avoid contact with or set boundaries with. It is with you all the time, so you need to learn how to manage it. You cannot let it talk you out of what you know you must do. The inner critic is helpful when it comes to alerting you to do your due diligence, but other than that, it can sabotage your success. Signs of procrastination may mean that your goal isn't as important to you as you once thought it was. You delay important tasks. You miss deadlines. You don't need to develop a routine to get up, or you go to bed just to avoid doing any of the work. And that's a form of procrastination, and people take it for granted. You give up when the going gets tough. That's another form of procrastination. Your workspace might be cluttered and full of disarray. You probably end up spending more time cleaning up the mess than you do actually doing the work that you need to. Also, and if it's no longer important to you, let me give you permission right now. If it's not important to you any longer, it's time to change things up. Why hold yourself back from going after a dream that's not your dream? It might be someone else's. And when you're staying in a space of not being where you want to be, you're also holding on to other people's dreams. And, you know, it's time to take that step aside and do something different. Without an emotional attachment to your goal, you will not take the action that you need to. You're going to find a way to get out of it. And it might be so subtle, but you could be sabotaging it all along. You can halt your ambitions and aspirations with perfection. You may be waiting until the time is right before you take action. Act now. Otherwise, you may be waiting a long time. An imperfect action can lead to greater outcomes. The best way to turn your ambition into action is through preparation and planning. Prepare for the outcome you desire. Researchers say that it takes 10,000 hours to be considered an expert in a field of practice. Even with preparation and planning, there will be some uncertainty that exists. However, when you plan and prepare for a variety of situations, you will be able to face situations that come up to you and the challenges that arise. You can handle it because you have prepared and planned for all different case situations. When you are ambitious, you must be careful not to spread yourself thin and accept every opportunity that comes your way. Because when people see an ambitious person, they keep thinking, well, they can do it. They'll get things done. And it can be easy not to say no, because you want to say yes as often as possible when opportunities come to you. So this could be a real big challenge for you when you're an ambitious person. Initially, you probably want to take on many of the offerings that you get. However, you're going to learn quickly that not every project is a good fit. You may not have interest in taking the actions necessary to get the results expected, meaning that you're not going to put on your best effort. Another topic or phrase that comes to mind when I hear turn ambition into action, I think of walking the talk. You can talk about something repeatedly, but until you take action, nothing will come out of it. Sometimes people see ambition in a negative light, thinking that a person will do whatever it takes and they don't care what happens to others in the process. They have no ethics or moral compass. Ambition has more heart and soul than people give it credit for. A truly successful person in all areas of their lives knows that it takes relationships built along the way that leads to their success. No one is successful alone. They care about people, and often their why extends beyond attaining money. Money is a vehicle, a tool. It is a means that can be used for the greater good. A person's reputation and how they approach life will last longer than what's in a person's bank account. Ambition offers a hope for a better future. You need to dream big to achieve big. Ambitious people are clear on what they want to achieve, and they work hard. You can often see their drive in the form of their effort that they put in, the sparkle in their eyes as they get to work on their mission. There is an intensity, a focus that you maybe have never seen before. You need to persist in the face of adversity and navigate the obstacles and roadblocks or the barriers that arrive. Remember that each step you take is all in an effort that compounds to get you the results that you want to see. Discover what drives you. Take the action steps you need to get there. Do not get stuck on the how you will do it. Decide, start brainstorming what actions need to be taken, and the how will show up. Ask questions. Take action. I can't stress it enough. To achieve big, you need to start with a vision and your ambition to drive the process. Frank Tiger said, ambition is enthusiasm with a purpose. That's a wrap of episode 100. We have now reached a tipping point milestone that we're so excited about. And just in a month's time, we will be celebrating our 1 year anniversary. But what I want to do is my sponsor today is my book, Let's Be Curious. You can go to letsbecurious.ca to grab a copy at pre-launch pricing. It is a groundbreaking book talking about how you can start asking the right questions, get better answers so you can make the best decisions. It is too often I get in conversation with people and what they're doing, they're asking face value questions. They're not digging deep enough to really get the answers that they're looking for so that they could be decisive in their decisions and lead the way. So I hope you can grab a copy today. Hop over onto that www.letsbecurious.ca. I'd also love for you to go sign up for our newsletter, The Success Secrets, so you don't miss out on a heartbeat of all the exciting things that are coming down the way. It is www.deborahkozowski.com. You can grab your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to boost your productivity and performance. Power it up. We'd love for you to go on to iTunes. Give us a 5-star high five rating and write us a review. It is the feedback that you give us, the suggestions that you offer us, that really drive this show. And my hope is that you become a better leader, a better business person, and develop yourself to your greatest potential. I'll never say full potential, because as you expand and grow, there's more potential that exists. But for you to be in that space of really reaching those targets, that place where you want to be, whether it be in your career, whether it be in your life, whether it be in business, and it might be just being the leader you wish to be in your community. We want to help you live rich from the inside out in order to get there. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And my message for you is, make today great. And thank you for celebrating episode 100 with us. Take care, everyone, and have a great day.